So if you look in the footnote at the bottom, on page 2, right? We're talking about v'tam dehanoshim mosifos ner achrei kol leida. The reason why women add a candle right after they give birth, whom assumed mizmanehim back in the day, lo hayecholos lahadlig neros b'shabes arishona achrei haleida. They physically couldn't do it. It was such a, you know, the medical conditions are much different nowadays. They couldn't get out of bed. They were so weak. They're so knocked out from after giving birth. Since they missed that first week, right? Normally one compares one onus to another. Even if you're negligent, you wouldn't have to. It was an onus, right? So this is a Tosefes Ora, right? An interesting idea. We're talking about physically. I want to show you an interesting tshuva on the next page. We had a similar case like this years ago. We'll read that. This is of Rav Menashe Klein. That's all. So it says Bedover She'eloso. But the first arrow is. She forgot the second night sukkos to light. And then she remembers in the morning, whoops, I never lit last night. Whether it was in the sukkah, it was out of the sukkah, okay. Right? So that's what he told her. In the morning, what should I do? She said, Rabbi, and he told her, light now, second day sukkah is in the daytime, light them, but don't without a bracha. She has to light again, right? Additional candle. Nerechad, Mosif. Nusuf al Masha Liko, Igam Ner Yom Tov Bichlal. We've been talking about Shabbos now. He's asking, what happens if a woman missed Yom Tov? Is that also part of the Kenas? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Does it make sense to make a chiluk Yom Tov versus Shabbos?
Maybe it
looks
like a candle on Yom Tov, rather, I don't know.
Interesting, okay. If you can tell me, yes, Yom Tov is also part of Shabbos. Igam Yom Tov Sheni Bichlal Zeh. So one second, this was Yom Tov Sheni already, so maybe that's even another... The ode is you have a suffix to ulai davkami shemadlik rak beis neros kineged zocher v'shamor v'shacho asrichin lahoisif. Aval isha shememele madlek is yoiser b'chol Shabbos ein srich lahoisif oduma mitam knas la'om srich lahoisif. Maybe she'd have to add, right? V'ikr divrei mahario chofesh vaday. Sorry, v'lo matza zeh divrei mahario. You looked and didn't find it. So now look, interesting questions.
So you have a third mitigator.
What's that?
She lit.
Oh, okay, right. Is that counting? So is that a Sfiras Omer thing? You didn't miss the day.
Oh, it happened once. I was, it was Shabbos going into Yontif. I was making Kiddush, and I came to Avdolah, you know, and she had to run and lights like that. Is stuff was in the middle of Kiddush.
Is that an accurate equation? Sfiras Omer to Shabbos again. So we'll to find out. Let's look at the next paragraph. Tshuva. I'll reach on. So I'm going to answer you. We're not going to do the whole thing, but I'll answer piece by piece. Near the ein chilik bein Shabbos li Yom Tov. Okay, so first of all, he says there's no difference. Shabbos li Yom Tov, lighting candle, no difference. Or bein Yom Tov rishon li Yom Tov sheni. In the second part, even if there's no difference, is Yom Tov sheni. No. Yom Tov is Yom Tov is Yom Tov. First day, second day, Shabbos, it's all the same thing.
But the reason for lighting is not the same. Right?
Is it? Probably Shalom Bayis still. Shouldn't be tripping over things.
See, Shabbos, if you didn't light before Shabbos, then you're forced to stay in the dark. Yontif, if you didn't light before
Yontif. Okay, but Lemaisa, she didn't light.
Okay, yeah.
Lemaisa, she didn't light, right? Yeah. Okay, let me see the look at the next part where it's underlined on the left side. Shemina midivrei ha'el yirabah, shedayik midivrei mihario, dener shal Shabbos, Lavdavka elahu hadin lechol ner mitzvah. Okay, right. So the same thing applies. Ve'im kain ner yom tov bichlal ner Shabbos he va'afilaman da omer de la bichlal ner shel Shabbos he mikol makom ner shel mitzvah he. Still, it's a mitzvah light. Daik bechol ner mitzvah kach hu al kain nidon de yom tov sheni ner nami al kopon de mitzvah he. So she missed it. She had a chiyuv to light and she missed it. So on the next page, Al koponim l'dida near lefianias daiti pasha came into yom tov nami bichlal Shabbos who highly near shal mitzvah k'mivur be'arachayim. Right, mevarkin aleihem. We make brachas on them. Vade bichlal hu ve'ein nafkamina ben yom tov rishon yom tov sheni l'nias daiti ulai adraba k'dei shelo asi l'zelzul le'yoseh chomer. We'll be more strict on him because she couldn't him. Right. So he says that this is part of it. So that she missed it, she missed it. V'oid rega adaber al mashakos mazkov v'boiker in the morning t'avolol lahalik neros. So he told her to light in the morning without v'lo bracha v'nos and tam l'dovid v'boiker nami ika kavod yomtiv. It's also kavod yomtiv, right? He did light candles the shalom bayis, the yankan shibur things, but it's kavod at least. But fianias daiti lo tov hora. You didn't give a good psak. Not right. Halacha mefereshesi. It's an open halacha. B'shulchan Aruchayim simin tafkuf yudalad ner shel batolo oser lahaliko b'yamtov. To light a candle for no reason, you're not allowed to do that on yamtov. If there would have been real tzorach for no, but you just light a candle for the sake of lighting a candle. It's ner shel batolo. So we actually had the shaila in the shul years and years ago. It was not the first days of Sukkot. It was the second days of Sukkot. Someone came in. A woman came in by hakafas. You think about it, simple story, get back late, she got the light. So she asked, Rabbi Adler was still here, he was not in Atlanta, and then she asked, what should we do? So we're trying to do hakafas, but we're trying to look up the halacha, trying to, you know, between hakafas, trying to open up the shulchan. It's opening, you don't light. You don't light, that's what we told her, you don't light, because it's not needed.
No, but you come back and you eat supper. I mean,
yeah, she's right. That's when you should have left. But she didn't. She didn't last
day. It was the daytime.
She forgot.
There's no luck in the daytime.
That's right. There's no whole luck in the daytime. So he says you weren't right to give the psak that she should have lit in the daytime.
Right. I mean, we've always learned that it has to be in advance anyway. If we're going to say the reason is for food,
only. Oh yeah, covered right. Very good. Covered Shabbos is before. Is right. Very good. The brisket rub we did. Okay. Next question. Now we'll put electricity into the equation. We're not lighting the kenas. Does electricity help? So we've pointed out many, many times that you can light and make a bracha on electric. According to Willig, it doesn't matter whether it's a fluorescent bulb or what's the other kind?
Incandescent.
Thank you. Right. Right. So now we go to Rav Abadi. So if you look at the next page, page 5. Sheila on the top. Can you do it? So he says yes. So if you look in the he says ner chashmal yesh bo shalom bayis, right? Ve'efshar, where it's underlined l'kayim mitzvahs halakas neiros beor chashmal af menoras fluorescent she'ein bo chut l'alad, right? Okay, you know, fluorescent bulb you could use. Look where the put the double checks. Near Shikavan Shah, Koponim, Yesh Benir Chashmal Mashum Shalom Bayis. Since by having electricity, you're not going to trip over anything. Im Isha Shachacha Lahalik Nir Shabbos. If a woman forgot one week to light the actual physical candles, Ach, Hadliko Esa Ura Chashmal, but she took the light on in the house, not going to be tripping over things. Kadeshe Habayis Mo, you won't be stumbling over things. And they turn lights on. So it says about it, Ein Lik No So So Lahoisif Nin. Nair, which in this case says Rav Abadi and other poskim say this as well, that you do not have a kenas in that case because l'maisa you lit electric candles. Kidem misha shachal lahalik nair shabbos mavur b'ramah, right? We've been talking about shekev and sheich al koponim sholem bayis ain the konsul. There's no kenas here. Af shlokima mitzvah halaku haneiros, right? Halaku haneiros. Even though she didn't physically light, but she turned on light in the house, says Rav Abadi that the kenas does not apply in this case. I'll show you who argues in it as well.
Oh, so in other words, she turned on the lights before Yom Tov, right? I mean,
Shabbos. Back to Shabbos.
Before Shabbos.
Yeah.
And then she forgot the light for whatever
Correct.
Reason.
Correct. So, and then she calls up and says, Motzei Shabbos, Rabbi, I forgot to light Shabbos candles. And he says to her, did you turn on electric lights in the house? She says, what do you mean? He says, was there a light on in your living room? Was there a light on in your kitchen? Was there a light on in the dining room? She says, yeah, I turned on lights. So if he follows the Pesach Rav Abadi, he would tell you there's no kenas in this case.
No, does that mean she would have had to turn it on for Shabbos, or could have been left on from in the morning?
Oh, so Lechor should have been turned on the Kavod Shabbos. Yeah. Right, the light is left on, just like the Rabbeinu Tam says, that if a person had a light, yeah, lit a candle.
Do you say, Lak Os Mitzvah, Hanacha Os Mitzvah?
Hanacha.
So then it wouldn't matter.
You're in Chanukah. Menachem, you're in Chanukah.
No, that, but Chanukah, we say, Lak Os Mitzvah. But what about Shabbos? What is it, Halakha or is it Hanacha? It could be different for Shabbos than for Hanukkah.
You might have to light nine candles of your menorah.
Ooh, we're out of time. All right, I wanted to show you. I'll show you who the Shevet Halevi who argues on this.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone should be reminded to light candles tonight, so you don't forget. And then we'll see the Shevet Halevi who learns that there would be still a kenas in a case even if she did have electricity going. Okay, good name Shabbos.
I did put nine.